The federal government is expelling two Russian diplomats, giving them 7 days to leave the country. The move is linked to the nerve agent attack on former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia in Britain, widely being blamed on Russia. Australia is one of more than 20 countries expelling Russian diplomats as a result, the biggest series of expulsions since the Cold War. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the use of chemical weapons on British soil is not just an attack on Britain, but also on its allies, such as Australia.
This is about the actions of the Russian government. And it's about our national security interests, which we will always defend. We cannot and will not stand by and watch when the sovereignty of our allies and partners is threatened. And that's why we're taking this strong action. It reflects our values as a nation, respecting the rule of law, adhering to international conventions and rules-based order, and upholding our own sovereignty as well as supporting the sovereignty of our allies.
Mr. Turnbull says the attack is part of a pattern of recklessness and aggression by the Russian government. He says that pattern includes the annexation of Crimea, the invasion of eastern Ukraine, and the downing of Flight MH17, as well as efforts to manipulate Western nations' elections. Mr. Turnbull says the attack in the English city of Salisbury on March the 4th was part of an ongoing attack on democracy.
Russia is threatening the democratic world right around the world. There are credible reports that Russia was actively undermining the integrity of the Brexit referendum. Last year's presidential elections in France, Catalonia's unauthorised referendum in Spain, and in the United States, one of the oldest and certainly the most formidable democracy in the world, debate is raging about whether Russian intelligence operations may have tipped the presidential election.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia already has sanctions against Russia because of its actions in recent years, an action relating to the Football World Cup, due to be held in Russia in June and July, could be considered in the future.
There are a whole range of options of further action that could be taken. The World Cup is one of the further actions that could be taken in relation to this matter.
There is bipartisan support for the government's decision to expel the two Russian diplomats. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says he has been briefed by the government and security agencies and agrees with the action.
I am very supportive of this measure. There is no doubt that the actions that the Russians have taken in England has caused international outrage and that Australia, along with many of its allies, is taking commensurate responses to it. It's also the fact that these are undeclared agents, and so therefore it isn't appropriate that they be in Australia. So I'm very supportive of the actions today.
The British High Commissioner to Australia, Menna Rawlings, has also welcomed the announcement. National security analyst Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says Russia will almost certainly respond by expelling some Australian diplomats. Russia's ambassador to Australia, Grigory Logvinov, says Britain still has provided no proof of Russian involvement in the Salisbury attack. He has told SBS Radio's Russian program, British authorities are committing a very primitive, incompetent and rude provocation.
It's, first of all, highly deplorable. Secondly, it's highly disappointing. And I'd like to point out, to stress that, you see, what's going on has nothing to do with international law and civilized normal of international behavior.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.